mean your mother. Where's Pete Louise?
Why, Judge Gaffney, you know where she is. She took Uncle Ellen out to the sanitarium.
I know that, but why did she call me at the club with a lot of hysteria? Couldn't even get what she was talking about. Carrying on something fierce.
Mother, carrying on? What about?
I don't know. She was hysterical.
That's strange. She took Uncle Ellen out to the sanitarium. All she had to do was put him in. Did you find it?
Yeah.
I'll be right home. They found it.
Who? Found what? What are you talking about?
Well, when Mother left the house today with Uncle Ellen, I went over to the real estate office to put the house on the market. And what do you think I found there?
I'm not a quiz kid. Now see here, Myrtle May, this house doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your Uncle Elwin.
But now that Elwin is locked up, Mother controls the property, doesn't she?
Where is your mother? Where is Pete Louise?
Judge, she went out to Chumley's Rest to tell them about Harvey and put Uncle Elwin in.
Then why did she call me at the club in the middle of my game and scream at me to hear about something important?
I don't know, I simply don't know. Have you got the deed to this house?
Certainly, it's in my safe. You know, Myrtle, I feel kind of bad about this thing of locking up Elwood up.
Mother and I will be able to take a long trip now, out to Hollywood.
He could have done anything, been anything, made a place for himself in this community.
And all he did was get a big rabbit.
He had everything, brains, personality, friends. Men liked him. Women liked him. I liked him.
Are you telling me that once Uncle Elwin was like other men? Then women actually liked him? I mean it that way.
Oh, not since he started running around with that big rabbit. But they did once. Once that mailbox of your grandmother's was full of all those little blue-scented envelopes for Elwood.
I can't believe it.
Of course, there was always something a little peculiar about Elwood.
I don't doubt that.
Yes, he was always so calm about any sudden change in plans. I used to admire it. I should have been suspicious. Now take your average man looking up and seeing a big white rabbit. He'd do something about it. But not your Uncle Elwood. No, he was calm about that too. And look where it got him.
You don't dream how far overboard he's gone on this rabbit.
Oh, yes, I do. He's had that rabbit in my office many a time. I am old, but I don't miss much.
Go on,
girl.
Poor mother. Was he a young man?
Myrtle May, perhaps you'd better leave the room. This stinks to high heaven, Vita. By God, it stinks.
You've got to do something about it, Judge. You've got to sue them.
I will, girl, I will. If Chumley thinks he can run an unsavory place like that on the outskirts of this town, he'll be publicly chastised. By God, I'll run him out of the state.
Tell me, Judge, is that all those doctors do in places like that? Think about sex?
I don't know.
Because if it is, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. It's all in their head anyway. Why don't they get out and go for long walks in the fresh air? Judge Gaffney walked everywhere for years, didn't you, Judge?
Now let me take some notes on this. You said these doctors came up to talk to you. Dr. Chumley and what was the other doctor's name?
Sanderson. But Judge, don't you pay any attention to anything he tells you. He's a liar. Close-set eyes. They're always liars. Besides, I told him something in strictest confidence and he blabbed it.
What did you tell him, Mother?
Oh, what difference does it make? Let's forget it.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. You can't trust anybody.
Anything you told us, Dr. Sanderson, you can tell us, Pete Louise. This is your daughter, and I am your lawyer.
I know which is which. I don't want to talk about it. I want to sue them, and I want to get in my own bed.
But, Mother, this is the important thing anyway. Where is Uncle Elwood?
I should have known better than to try to do anything about him. Something protects him. That awful poker.
Where is Uncle Elwood? Answer me!
How should I know? They let him go. They're not interested in men in places like that. Don't act so naive, Myrtle May.
What's that noise? I found a buyer for the house.
What?
Listen, Mother, we've got to find Uncle Elwood. No matter who jumped at you, we've still got to lock up Uncle Elwood.
I don't know where he is. It's the next time you take him, Judge. Wait till Elwood hears what they did to me. He won't stand for it. Don't forget to sue them, Judge.
This afternoon, Doctor.
Water under the dam. This is how I see this thing. The important item now is to get this man and take him out to the sanitarium, where he belongs.
That's right, Judge. That's just what I think.
Let me introduce Miss Myrtle May Simmons. Mr. Dowd's niece, Mrs. Simmons' daughter.
How do you do, Dr. Chumley?
How do you do, Miss Simmons?
Oh. Hi, Myrtle.
What? Oh, hello.
Now then, let me talk to Mrs. Simmons.
Oh, Mother won't come down, Doctor. I just know she won't. You try to get Mother to talk to him, Judge.
But see here, your mother was manhandled. She was, oh, God knows what she was. The man's approach to her was not professional. It was personal.
Wilson, this is a serious charge.
Dr. Chum, I've been working for you for 10 years. Are you going to believe me? What's your name again?
Gaffney, Judge Omar Gaffney.
Thanks. Are you going to believe this old Mr. Gaffney?
Wilson!
Me mean it, they will see.